540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Harley-Davidson is laying off some of its staff. The company said yesterday that workers around the world have been notified of a reduction in force. It comes after profits fell 26% last year. The company hasn't said how many jobs are being cut. Leaders there say they need to reshape the business to support long-term growth. We now know the name of the man shot and killed on Water Street over the weekend. The medical examiner says 22-year-old Dylan Jackson of Milwaukee died early Sunday morning. Police say the shooting happened at around 1 o'clock near Water and Juno. Two other people, ages 18 and 19, were hurt but are expected to recover. Investigators have a person of interest in custody. Milwaukee leaders are gathering today to talk about new voting hurdles they say that are in the new Federal SAVE Act proposal. At a noon press conference in City Hall, elected officials and community groups will argue that the bill blocks eligible voters by demanding strict proof of citizenship. Supporters of the voter verification effort say it's needed to stop non-citizens from voting and protect election integrity. Critics of the Republican proposal call it unnecessary red tape that hurts everyday voters. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason were the focus as testimony began in the trial of Harry Wade. He's the Racine County man who admitted using their names to request absentee ballots back in 2022. Wade says he wasn't trying to cheat but was exposing problems with Wisconsin's voting system. Prosecutors say he knew exactly what he was doing and broke the law anyway. The judge expects that trial to wrap up today. Drivers in Milwaukee County can expect nighttime lane closures as a new round of freeway work picks up. The DOT says they're resuming a $31 million project to resurface and repair 6.5 miles near the Mitchell Interchange. Crews will fix bridges, improve drainage, and update the College Avenue park and ride. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Wisconsin families who use food share will soon have new rules on what they can buy. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that blocks the program from covering candy and soda. That deal also adds $72 million in state money and more staff at the Department of Health Services. Evers says the extra funding will help protect families and taxpayers from bigger costs that are tied to recent federal changes. One of the people charged in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Marathon County is asking a judge for changes before his trial. Jesse Vang filed 3 motions in court yesterday, asking to move the trial and to keep some of the evidence out. Elijah disappeared from Two Rivers in early 2024 and was found dead months later. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, both face felony charges, including child abuse and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond, and a hearing is set for May. As the weather starts to warm up, a Wisconsin medical facility is trying to track ticks again. The Marshall Field Clinic Research Institute is kicking off its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. Now, this is the 3rd year of the project through which people can send any ticks they come across to researchers. It's meant to help track the spread of the insects and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project. Brewers fans headed to American Family Field for opening day can expect 2 things, traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese, waffles, deep fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all part of giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 win over the Reds last night in an exhibition game. Home runs by Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Manager Pat Murphy on the value of these 2 warm-up games at AmFam Field before opening day Thursday.
Anytime you get to go play baseball against an opponent, you get that opportunity to get that rhythm going, you know, and get your eyes set.
The Badgers women's hockey team back in Madison after winning the national championship again. Head coach Mark Johnson.
It's been a challenging year for a lot of different reasons, but they stuck together. I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Unright was going to get our game-winning goal, but that shows what type of team and how well they connected.
NBA, the Bucks got blown out again last night in L.A., losing to the Clippers 129-96.
This team hasn't had a losing season in 10 years. You haven't had one in almost 20.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. Jeez. Well, we're going to have one this year.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 36. It's going to be warmer tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 56 on Thursday. Scattered rain with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.